The poll shows the Tories doing fairly well. They're on 40%. That's up 3 from the last Guardian poll in February, up a little bit since some other ICM polls too. Labour on 31, so better than last summer, better than their low point, but not perhaps increasing any more, although it is up 1 on the last Guardian poll. And the Liberal Democrats are on 20, which is around the middle of their normal performance and quite solid for them.
Will the Conservatives be a bit relieved that there's not a further narrowing of their poll lead that we've seen in recent months?
Yeah, I think they'll be pleased by this, and Labour will be perhaps a little disappointed. The other thing I wonder whether we should just talk about is whether it really blows apart some of the ideas we've had of politics over the last few months. There's been a lot of talk of narrowing and a lot of talk of hung parliaments, and that's really come from different polling companies being compared to each other. If you just look at the ICM figures, the best way to do it really is to take one company and compare that company's figures now with that company's figures a while ago. ICM hasn't shown very much change at all. The Tory party has been more or less on 40%, plus or minus 3 since early November. Labour, plus or minus 2 on 30 since October, and the Lib Dems, plus or minus 2 on 20 since October. So there hasn't been as much change as everybody likes to say, at least in ICM. Some other companies have been different. And maybe the feeling is there's been a lot of media excitement. We've got bored of Cameron being the story, so we decided to make Brown the story. There's been Bullygate, and then there's been the sort of fight back. There's been hung parliament talk. Doesn't necessarily mean anything to voters.
There has been a lot of talk about hung parliaments. What do the voters think about the prospects of that?
We did a question asking a hypothetical, always tricky, of course, to ask how you'll feel about something in the future. But we asked people, do you want a strong Labour government, you know, big majority, a strong Tory government, or maybe some kind of hung parliament in the middle with the Lib Dems playing a role and influencing the government? And strong Labour government's very unpopular. I think only 18% of all voters wanted that. That doesn't bode well for Labour in the campaign. Tories, 29% want a strong Tory government, and 44% want a hung parliament. Now, of course, not everybody knows what a hung parliament means, but it does show there is a sense of a coalition perhaps being something people would welcome rather than fear.
And finally, Julian, not connected to today's poll, but do you think the programme with Trevor MacDonald and David Cameron on Sunday night will have helped the Conservatives' cause?
It's probably true that when David Cameron's on TV, the Tories do better. Labour would hope the same was true of Brown, but maybe it isn't. So that programmes like that, although they're a bit embarrassing and political journalists don't really like them because they seem soft and don't ask tough questions, and it's not always nice to see people's wives paraded on TV as a reason to vote for them, generally, to the extent voters notice them at all, they might just feel a little bit warmer. Although there is one danger for Cameron in particular in doing such things. Gordon Brown needs to show his soft side. We all know he's a kind of tough guy, but he needs to show he's a nice guy underneath. David Cameron, his big risk, I think, is that he looks a bit weak, a bit of a mummy's boy. People think, well, is he really up to being Prime Minister? Is he tough enough? And programmes like that can just add to the feeling. Somebody talking about doing the washing up and that sort of thing can undermine them rather than make them look homely. Nonetheless, in today's poll, he's well ahead of Brown as the person people think is the preferred Prime Minister.